Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Thank you for the extra coffee this morning, Mr. Luke Burbank.
I aim to please Allison Stewart. Jacob, who's this music that we're hearing right now? I like this. Malajube, that's the name of the band. Canadian band, it figures. All about the Canadians this year. I am Luke Burbank. Coming up, we're going to have the best of the year's best of lists in a new series we're kicking off. Today we're going to talk about the best movie gimmicks of 2007.
I'm sorry,
you were drinking your coffee
I
gave you. I was just trying to be helpful.
Please continue.
Also, the rapper Pimp C has died. We're going to talk about his life. Now, why don't you introduce our
friend
Rachel.
But first, let's go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. A suicide bomber smashed his car into a bus south of Kabul, Afghanistan this morning, killing at least 13 people and wounding 20. The bus was carrying Afghan soldiers, and it was an attack that came on the last morning of a two-day visit by U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates. It was a second car bombing in 2 days. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attacks. The first happened yesterday when a suicide car bomb struck a NATO convoy on the road to the Kabul airport. That blast wounded 22 Afghan civilians. And violence in the Middle East. An Israeli missile strike killed at least two Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip today. An Israeli spokeswoman said the airstrike was a preemptive attack on militants who were about to fire mortars into Israel. Israel considers Gaza an enemy entity and has stepped up attacks in the past week to try to curb rocket fire into Israel. The Israeli army said more than 2,000 mortars and rockets had been fired into Israel this year alone. Hamas seized control of Gaza in June. The group says at least 22 of its members have been killed in Israeli attacks since Israel and Palestine launched formal peace talks just last week. Meanwhile, the White House announced yesterday that President Bush will visit the Middle East in January to help move the peace process along. Emergency workers in the United States, in the Pacific Northwest to be exact, are still trying to clean things up in that area after severe storms battered the region. The wind and rain left behind flooded homes in Oregon and Washington State, fallen trees and washed out roads, including the region's largest interstate highway, I-5, which was covered with 10 feet of water. At least 5 people were killed by the storm. Tens of thousands of people had no power, and the Oregon town of Chehalis had to be evacuated. Authorities hope to reopen I-5 by Thursday. And a legend in the world of poker has passed away. David Reese, also known as Chip Reese, passed away yesterday morning. Reese won one of the biggest cash poker games in the world and 3 World Series of Poker Championships. The story of Reese's big win goes like this. He had just graduated from Dartmouth College in the early 1970s, and he was on his way to Stanford Business School when he stopped by a Las Vegas poker room and won big. That was the beginning of a long career at the poker table. The biggest cash win came in 2005 for Reese when he won $1.8 million. Reese died yesterday at his home in Las Vegas. He was 56 years old. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Did you know that guy, Luke?
Well, I mean,
I didn't know him.
Yeah, his kind of thing that was known about him was that he was, a lot of people said, the best cash game player in the world, which, you know, means just like you show up at a casino and you play, or someone's house for that matter. But he didn't get into the final rounds of a lot of the tournaments that were on TV because he had kids who he wanted to spend time with, and he just wasn't that into tournaments. He could probably make more money actually just playing straight up games. Finally, though, his kids didn't believe him that he was really a great poker player because they hadn't seen him on TV. So he started entering these tournaments and getting into the final stages.
Oh, that's funny. That's
yeah, he seemed like a really cool guy.
He just did it to make his kids proud?
Yeah, like he didn't probably need that money because he could go win more just playing some chump like me. Like I could even get into a game that Chip Reese was in. But anyway, oh, that's really sad.
Rachel, thanks for
the news. You're welcome.